It's 5:44. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp. Robert de Cormier, a composer, musician, prolific arranger of choral music, died today at the age of 95. De Cormier was known for his work with Peter, Paul and Mary, Harry Belafonte, and the New York Choral Society. He also had a strong presence in the Vermont music community, founding the Vermont Symphony Orchestra Chorus and the vocal ensemble Counterpoint. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has this remembrance.
Robert de Cormier was born in Poughkeepsie, New York in 1922. He started playing the trumpet when he was 7, and after high school, knew he wanted to study music. After spending 2 years bouncing around colleges, he joined the Army and was wounded fighting in World War II. During his recovery, de Cormier heard that the Congress of Industrial Organizations, that's a federation of labor unions, was forming a chorus in New York City. He decided he'd try out. Here's de Cormier speaking to VPR in 2002.
I got into that chorus, and I was very socially conscious at that point. I was really concerned about the troubles of the world, as I'm still concerned about them, and was trying to make up my mind whether I was going to become a union organizer or a musician at that point.
De Cormier decided to become a musician, though he remained dedicated to social justice issues throughout his life. He decided to study music at Juilliard, and that's where he got his first job with a chorus, directing the Jewish Young Folk Singers. In that group, he met Harry Belafonte.
Coconut woman is calling out, and every day you can hear her.
Belafonte was a soloist in the Jewish Young Folk Singers, and he offered de Cormier a job.
This is after his first big success with the Calypso album. His second album, he asked me if I would be willing to do it with him, and so I did all the arrangements for his second album, and then he asked me to work with him full time.
De Cormier worked with Belafonte for 5 years in the late 1950s and early 60s. One of the other groups that de Cormier is best known for working with is the folk trio Peter, Paul, and Mary.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening, all over this town.
After he graduated from Juilliard, de Cormier taught at a high school in Greenwich Village. The late Mary Travers was one of his students.
What a charismatic conductor he was. Everybody loved chorus, and everybody loved and adored him. He's one of those kind of charismatic people that are great leaders.
When Peter, Paul, and Mary first formed, they wanted de Cormier to be their musical director, but he was already working with Harry Belafonte. The trio broke up in 1970 and then reunited in 1978. When they got back together, de Cormier joined them. Back in 2002, Travers described de Cormier as being the objective ears for Peter, Paul, and Mary. He'd keep track of the parts, remember what people did, and when everyone was stumped, he'd offer up a fresh idea.
Bob is the fourth voice of the trio. It's four creative people sitting in a room. What we do is, it's kind of like a bunch of people cooking together.
In many cases, Bob contributed to the stable quality of the music that Peter, Mary, and I produced over his tenure with us, which was, 30 years.
Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary said de Cormier's experience as a choral arranger enhanced the group's work. He praised de Cormier's ability to arrange folk music in a way that preserved the authenticity and the simplicity of the style.
When he provides a symphonic score for a particular piece of folk music, he, rather than overwhelms it, he embraces it or surrounds it in much the same way that a character in the middle of a movie screen would be enhanced by the scenery.
De Cormier fell in love with Vermont the first time he visited. In 1956, he and his wife Louise bought an old farmhouse in Belmont in Rutland County.
There was no running water, really, and no electricity. It was an old farmhouse and beautiful old barn. The barn was about 200 years old. We've just loved it ever since.
The farm was important to de Cormier. He had goats and horses. Stuckey said that seeing de Cormier in this environment increased his respect for the man.
I was so enamored of him in the horse stall shoveling out this, the horse poop. I mean, he was not a gentleman farmer so much as he was a participant in the rural community.
In Vermont, de Cormier founded two groups, starting with the Vermont Symphony Orchestra Chorus in 1993 and Counterpoint in 2000. In conversations with those who knew Robert de Cormier, people constantly mentioned the strong bond between him and his wife Louise. The two met in 1950 when Louise saw de Cormier accompanying Paul Robeson on guitar. They were married that same year. Here's Stuckey.
How can you talk about Bob away from music without mentioning Louise, who was a pistol and definitely his equal in terms of conversation and emotional, familiality, eagerness to participate in discussions that range, everything from the latest movie to, ethical discourse.
De Cormier said he believed music can serve people in many ways. Here he is speaking again in 2002.
Music is an important part of our lives. I've never been able to quite figure out what it is, really, except that I know that I couldn't live without it, and I don't think that people can really exist without music. I don't think they ever have.
And during his life, de Cormier sought to make music a deeply profound experience for those playing it and for everyone listening. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
Where have all the flowers gone?